challenge what the future holds. You know? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the Hegseth and Bondi confirmation hearings. Let's get right into some of the Pam Bondi sound with Tom Paulswitz as my special guest co-host, because it's cringy, I guess, would be a word.
It's a good word.
Let's just kick it right off. This is Senator Dick Durbin, longtime senator out of Illinois, asking Ms. Bondi some questions. We're going to go 4C, 4D, 4E right in a row.
Have you heard the recording of President Trump on January 2nd, 2021, when he urged the Secretary of State of Georgia to, quote, find 11,780 votes and declare him the winner of that state?
No, I've heard about it through clips, but no, Senator, I heard it.
Your reaction to President Trump making that call?
I would have to listen to the tape, Senator.
As a former prosecutor, are you not concerned that the President of the United States called a state election official and asked him to find enough votes to change the results of the election?
Senator, I have not listened to the hour-long conversation, but it's my understanding that is not what he asked him to do.
Yes, he did. Like, for this is, again, a preparation thing. Like, please, Are you legit trying to tell the American people that you haven't heard this call or the operative 6 seconds of the call where he's like, all I need is, like, the extra 8,000, whatever it was. Like, this
but Maggie,
is ridiculous.
But, Maggie, as an attorney, wouldn't you advise somebody to not listen to the information so they can actually answer the question exactly the way that she did, honestly?
Of course I would. But Of course she heard it. There's no way to not hear it. Everyone in the country heard
was. But maybe at some point she said, I may have to testify. I'm going to not listen to this.
La, 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 la. I mean, that's what it's like a little kid. Like, I'm not hearing you. Yes. I'm not hearing you. Yeah. Okay. Almost as ridiculous. Yeah. Here is Senator Coons from Delaware. Notice that Pam Bondi apparently has a magic eight ball and is now a fortune teller. Let's take a listen to this cut.
Or that he might interfere with prosecution. What would you do if your career DOJ prosecutors came to you with a case to prosecute, grounded in the facts and law, but the White House directs you to drop the case?
Senator, if I thought that would happen, I would not be sitting here today. That will not happen. Will not happen. Every case will be prosecuted based on the facts and the law that is applied in good faith. Period. Politics have got to be taken out of the system.
I agree.
This department has been weaponized for years and years and years.
We can wrap that. Like, no, Pam, are we really supposed to trust that? Like, can we believe what these nominees are saying in these hearings? I'm not sure we can.
No, we can't. And I love the way at the end she says years and years and years, forgetting that Donald Trump was the president.
Wasn't he president for 4 years?
Right. Wow. It's like, we're just supposed to. Yeah, nobody remembers that. So, yeah, but this is, I mean, it's these statements. And that's why I said, I think her testimony was even more damning than Pete Hegseth's. It's like,
she was less of a jerk. Okay. Like,
but a straight face.
Yes.
Straight up either lying or pretending not to know the actual, you know, depth of the question and understanding what people were actually trying to ask.
Let's see if we get one more caller in. Phil from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for joining the show. What say you, my friend?
Well, I'm a semi-retired handyman, and I have done a lot of job interviews for jobs that I knew if I said something definitely not true, I'd probably get a form rejection letter in the mail within a week or so. And as far as Mr. Hegseth is concerned, his whole testimony would have put him on the "we'll give you a call when we feel like talking to you" response. I mean, yes. I can't believe anybody hearing even one of those questions and responses would think this guy has a chance of being an actual honest employee of the federal government in any role. If I was making, if I applied for a job for $20 an hour and I responded the way he did, I know I would not get that job. It doesn't matter if I was the only person applying for it, I wouldn't get that job.
That
I mean,
is
that's
so
just
true.
Crazy.
Yeah. And that's the point. There's nothing about these hearings or the manner in which these individuals conducted themselves in these hearings that give you any confidence that they mean or believe what they're saying. I think Pete Hegseth believes some of what he's saying, yeah, but that they're actually telling the truth about the most difficult and complex questions they're asked.
Yeah.
Tom, final thoughts before we wrap it up for today.
Well, I'll say one more thing for all these nominees, you know, based on Donald Trump's track record, they will last less than 2 years. So whatever damage they're going to do, they're going to get done early. I think 2 years from now, we'll know what's going on. There'll be another election. I'm cringing, you know, and Cardi, I hate to say it, but this is probably your last birthday, you know, not being on the most wanted list or the, you know, so go out and enjoy tonight.
Welcome to Civic, Cardi.
Right, because you're going to be on the list as of Monday, right? So happy Thursday. This is your last free Thursday. So,
yeah.
But I think big picture wise, you know, it is, like I said before, this is the opposite of DEI. This is finding people who have the look and feel of what you're looking for, but have no gravitas and have no credibility to do the job.
Yeah, folks, that's Tom Paulswitz. He joins me as a special guest co-host every Wednesday on this, The Maggie Dawn Show. Bill from Waukesha says, happy birthday. Cardi, Cam from Appleton, thank you for participating on the text lines. I always enjoy reading what you got to share. Stephen from Exonia saying, of course, maybe she didn't listen to the call, but she definitely read that transcript. Couldn't agree with you more, Stephen. That's going to do it for me, folks. I got a special pre-recorded episode for you tomorrow because we got a big hoo-ha meeting here at Civic Media talking about our plan for 2025. And we got Dom Salvia coming up next for the Dom Salvia Show. He's my little buddy and yours. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for competence, credibility, truth-telling, and all those good old-fashioned American ideals. Take care, everybody.